Hi, this is Patrick Rodriguez, and you're listening to The Patrick Rodriguez Show. My question for you today is, have you ever been stuck on a problem, unable to find a solution, no matter how hard you try? Sometimes the solution lies in looking at the problem from a different angle with a fresh perspective. In fact, having a different perspective can be a very powerful tool in problem solving and in personal growth. Today, we're going to be talking about the power of a different perspective. And more specifically, how can you let go of your own limiting perspectives so that you can be open to new possibilities in your life? A different perspective refers to looking at a situation or a problem from a viewpoint that's different from your own. It means trying to see things through the eyes of another person or looking at things from a new angle. This can help you to then gain insights and solutions that you may not have thought of before. There are several reasons why having a different perspective is a very powerful tool. When you approach a problem from a different perspective, you may be able to see solutions that were previously hidden. This can help you come up with even more creative and effective solutions. When you try to see things from another person's perspective, it can help you develop an empathy and understanding. This can help improve your relationships, your communications, and even your collaboration with other people. Now, I'm a total fan of personal development and self-study, but when it comes to being stuck in a pattern, I believe that the fastest way to develop a different perspective is to enlist the help of another person. When we're stuck in a pattern, we're usually not thinking solely logically or rationally about the situation. Rather, we're usually invested emotionally in the perspective, so we have an attachment to being right in the viewpoint that we're holding. And here's where working with someone can help a great deal in helping you to gently come to the understanding of a new perspective. One of my personal favorite stories about developing a different perspective comes from working with a client from many years ago. For the purposes here, let's call him Bob Smith. Bob was having sessions about once a month, and the reason that Bob came to me and started his sessions was because he was having trouble getting into a relationship. In fact, he had not had a relationship or even been on a date in about the previous 6 years. He had been married for many years to his high school sweetheart, and eventually they got divorced. Since the divorce, Bob felt very stuck in this area of his life. Now, previous to the session that I'm about to describe, we had only worked together about 2 times. Now, here I am preparing for his 3rd session. I skim over the notes from his past sessions and I'm ready to start. I give him a call because about 99% of my sessions are done over the phone or video calls, and I start talking to Bob. And after the usual greetings and pleasantries, I ask him if there's anything specifically that he'd like to address during the call today. He tells me that yes, I'd like to talk about if I should let my girlfriend move in with me. Now I start to panic, because my notes say this is Bob Smith, who hasn't had a date in 6 years, and this guy on the phone is saying he wants to know if he should allow his girlfriend to move with him. I apologize, and I said to him, I am so sorry. I think I have the wrong notes in front of me. Is this Bob Smith? He said, yes, this is Bob Smith. I apologized again, and I said, I think I just grabbed the wrong file. I asked him, is this Bob Smith, who lives in New York City, and we last spoke about a month ago? He replies, yeah, that's me. Now I'm panicking inside, but I said to him, okay, I just want to make sure that I have the right notes in front of me. Is this Bob Smith, that lives in New York City, and you haven't been dating for 6 years since you were divorced? Now he gets a little impatient and he says, yes, this is me, but that cleared up after our 1st session. You helped me to realize that I was holding on to my past marriage, and I thought I had told you. After that session, I met a woman while at the park. We've been dating ever since and getting along great, but now she wants to move in with me, and that's what I want to talk about today. Can we get on with it? Honestly, I tried hard not to laugh out loud, but it really showed me that this is the true power of a different perspective and how it can really have an impact on our lives. Here is what happened during that first session. I noticed that as he spoke about his relationship with his ex-wife, he kept using the phrase, "my wife," repeatedly. This caught my attention, and it didn't take a psychic to see that he still had an attachment to the idea of this woman being his wife, even though she is now his ex-wife. What I was able to do was emotionally guide him through the process of becoming aware that he was using the term "my wife," current tense, and what that represented to him emotionally, and then to emotionally accept that he was still attached to the idea that he was still married. I then invited him to see the perspective that he was holding of the emotional attachment, but to do so without judgment. He was then able to come into an emotional acceptance that he was no longer married. And that's the real key in developing a different perspective. It's not enough to simply acknowledge that you're holding on to a view of a situation. It's about allowing someone to guide you into the emotional acceptance of a new viewpoint. This is what enables you to embrace a new perspective. Just like Bob meeting his new girlfriend shortly after our first conversation, I believe that you too can heal from past situations and old hurts that have been holding you in place. So now let me ask you, are there any areas in your life where you may be stuck on a problem because of a limiting perspective? Are you ready to take on a different perspective of the situation? I believe there are times when having another person help to guide you can really be a transformative experience. And if you'd like to work one-on-one with me, I'm here to help. You can reach out to me through my website, patrickrodriguez.com, and set up a time for us to work together. Or sign up for my newsletter so you'll know when new podcasts are released. I hope this has been helpful and insightful. This has been Patrick Rodriguez. Thanks for listening.